Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Shakedown fans, Giants fans, Giants Nation, Big Blue Nation, America, people all around the world. Good morning. Wake your ass up. It's the Shakedown Sports Podcast presents in the AM. I'm your host, Last Real Poet. And I'm kicking things off. Tune in for the next hour with us. 55 minutes now to be exact. You know what I mean? As we chop it up about all things sports, all things in the world, and whatever else comes to mind. The delightful, delectable pollinated earbuds. Wherever you're at this morning, if you're headed to the gym, if you're already at the gym, if you're making some breakfast, if you're headed to work, or if you got that happy first day of summer. Shouts out to Will in the Bronx, who tweeted that and told me, because I did not know otherwise. But today is the first day of summer, and it feels like it's already been enough. You know what I mean? And America, long ago, to be exact, y'all were complaining, oh, we want to bring back the heat. I'm tired of being cold. Blah, 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 blah. Now look at us. Going on 7 straight goddamn days of triple digit goddamn falling temperatures. It's absolutely miserable. But yet, y'all ask for this. That's why I understand people. If you're out there and you're a person, I don't understand you. I don't understand you. It makes no sense. 104. It ain't nothing you can do. Nothing. But if it's 30 degrees, there's something you can do. There's absolutely something you can do. So, I hope I'm being heard. Be on the lookout for something that's going to be coming to further explain that statement. But either way, we're going to work it out. Oh, man. So, man, what's going on, man? What's going on, everybody? We got some stuff going down in the NBA. You know what I mean? I'm going to start things off and talk about this NBA. I know NFL is king, but the NBA is doing their thing. And they got some things going on. Bill has been trading, you know, he's going to the Nuggets. They're finalizing the deal to send him to the Suns. Forgive me. And BDB gets help. BDB gets some more help. He turned me up some. Yeah. Back Freezy on the ones and twos on the beats. That lovely music. J-Rock. Shouts out to Black Rock. Got a lot for you coming down the pipe. You know what I mean? He the chosen one from the Bronx. Shakes Montana. The crew. Nacho on the box with cheese. What's populating everybody? You know what I mean? The number to call in is 515-605-9755. Shakedown Sports Podcast is on these Blog Talk airwaves. Tune in, plug in, subscribe to the tribe. Go on to the YouTube Shakedown Media Network channel on the YouTubes and subscribe. Hit the button. Leave a comment. Let us know how you're feeling. If you got something you want us to chop it up about, if you have a different, want to hear the different perspectives, let us know. Leave a comment. You know what I mean? It's just that easy. And also for the businesses out there, we're coming to talk to y'all too. We're coming to talk to y'all. You know? Not only for ourselves, but for what we can do for you. It's called the Whiffle. What's in it for me? Shout out to all my sales people that know that. So, BDB, get some help, America. Anybody think now with the addition of Bill, is that the Phoenix Suns pretty unstoppable? You know what I mean? Is Chris Paul done with this? All go. Zion Williamson out here with the whole Kobe situation, you know what I mean? Lonzo Ball is on Wilson Allen. Where's Damian Lillard going? Does he finally leave Portland? I think he should have been left Portland. I don't know what's going on with Lillard. I get what you're saying, man. You want to stick it out. You want to be that guy. But if you want to make it to the second round of the playoffs, you're going to need to be a part of somebody else, I believe. You know what I mean? But either way. I'm curious. Does Damian Lillard go to New York? Is that oversaturation? Was that doubling on the same position? Oh no. Let me mute myself real quick. Got a cough. I think by me saying that kind of defeated the purpose of me mute myself, but either way. But I did. I had to call. So, I guess everybody's still asleep. Sometimes feel like Petey Green. That's all right. Y'all know who Petey Green is? Shout out to all the people who know who Petey Green is. And one of the pioneers of American broadcasting radio. Radio personalities, radio voices. Did a movie about him, Don Cheadle, played Petey. Fantastic movie. It's called Talk to Me. You know what I mean? And I'm talking to my goddamn self this morning, but that's all right. That is all right. I just hope I'm being heard this time, and I'm pretty sure I am, because I just did this, and the shit worked. So, you know. Let me send a kite out real quick this time. Be like, yo, somebody tell me if y'all can hear me. That's what I'm going to do. I don't want another repeat performance. You know what I mean? Especially when I get to start talking about this NFL, these Giants. And any WWE fans out there? AEW wrestling fans, what wrestling fans at? I gotta tell you, I kind of stepped away from it for a little bit, but things that is going on has kind of brought me back. Especially with this whole, I know people are going crazy about this, the bloodline. Roman Reigns, 1,000 days holding the title. Some people say it was greed, didn't want to give it up. Didn't want nobody else to shine. They say wrestlers do that. It's a huge ego. Just watching the show on Vice Network. Probably what happened to Vice Network too. I was rocking with Vice Network. I don't know why nobody else was. Probably because they was telling too much truth. It went away when they started talking about truth. So there's one show where Why the Rest of Us Die, is the name of it. Yeah, it was official. I said, oh, this ain't gonna last long. You know what I mean? You turn that down a little bit. You know what I mean? Just a little something to wake y'all up, you know, as we transition to another phase. To a chamber. But there's this one dude on AEW that I rock with. He always wrestled with his hands in his pockets. It's hilarious. You know what I mean? And he run up on you, and like he gonna hit you real hard, but he end up like kicking your leg or something, real lightly. Once Cass, I think his name is. Hilarious, absolutely hilarious. But even Chris Jericho's still doing his thing, man. Y'all know that? Chris Jericho is stinking. What the hell is Sting still doing in the ring? I ain't mean to rhyme. But what the hell is he doing in the ring? I don't understand. Still painting your face and all this. What's going on with you? You know what I mean? Also, man, call up, tap, and let us know what's the last show you watched that sparked the brain. You know what I mean? A lot of things that I've been finding, digging in the crates. You know, as I navigate through this life, in life now. But the other half, anyway, let us know what the last show you watched, man. The number to call in, 515-605-9755. And also let us know what was the last song that you listened to on the playlist, man. What y'all listening to out there? You know what I mean? What kind of things is going on here? I'm noticing and I'm seeing a lot of copycat, even trash, getting more trash and more garbage. I don't care what nobody say, it's garbage. And somebody needs to tell you, it's absolutely garbage. Stop falling for the people that's just going to throw a check in your face and then victimize you or some dumb shit. Y'all look like clowns out there, and I got to tell you, you look like clowns. And I'm talking about the music biz. I'm talking about the people who deem this stuff as hip-hop. It ain't. It's garbage. And y'all need to learn something. And stop giving credit to garbage. Everybody don't get a trophy in this game. And you let them know that. But what are you listening to? Because if you listen to something, call me up and tell me too. Because if you listen to something stupid, I'm going to tell you. That's a fact. But sticking with the NBA, man, shout out to the Denver Nuggets. Hopefully this part is being, but shout out to the Denver Nuggets, man, and the Miami Heat, man. Y'all made it all the way up. Made it all the way up from the playing game, losing in the playing game, to being in the finals going against the number one team, Denver Nuggets. And then having a little gentleman thing going on too, you know what I mean? Like I said, ain't nothing to hold your head down. Don't hold your head down. It's all right. You know what I mean? Y'all can meet me with Joker. Nothing. Like, y'all don't do me like this, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You tell me. You know what I mean? I'm wasting my goddamn time here. You know what I mean? Gonna like the ducks. You know what's up when I'm rolling up. Don't flex. You know what I mean? That's one of the, I think, just Black Thought voice, Loaded Lux, Joel Ortiz, even Cameron rocked it. I'm talking about freestyles on the radio, or you know, Funk Flex freestyles and reviews. Who's going on? It just completely went to a different place. It's rapper Pluto. Those are the main ones, especially that Loaded Lux one was ridiculous. And why I got this opportunity, man, let me go and tell you, Briz Rothstein, man, where you at, bro? Briz Rothstein, I need you in battle rap, bro. I don't know what happened. You know, don't let that situation, you know, go crazy like that, bro. Super talented. You need to get back out there. I was listening to all of them, really. All those dude battles. Briz has always been dope. I remember when they were on that, it was BT did, it was like a close room battle. And it was official, man. It was official. That's where I first learned T-Tie. Briz was seen. The dude that was always rapping like he was about to show up. Oh man, what was his name? His name was Chess. Like, yo, he got mad driver. He felt like he about to throw up. I couldn't battle him. I couldn't battle him. You know what I mean? Just off of that. Like, he ain't got nothing to do with talent or anything. I ain't saying I'm a battle rapper. I ain't no battle rapper. But I couldn't rap in front of somebody that was about to throw up. You know what I mean? It looked crazy. I'm just saying. If you didn't see it, you just missed out on, you know, whenever 3 rounds of hilarious. But, yeah, so I want to know if this is going to be the year Golden State breaks up. You know what I mean? This is going to be the year the Fat Boys break up. And should they at this point? You know, competition around them has gotten, you know, quite compelling, say the least. So they definitely need to retool. General manager stepped away. You know, Golden State, where you at, you know? But they had a hell, if this is it for them, they had a hell of a run. Definitely go down as one of the greatest teams assembled, especially when they won all those games. And they had a hell of a run. You know, does Klay Thompson finally go to the Lakers? Is what they've been clamoring for. Or does Damian Lillard go to the Lakers? I don't think, you know, if Damian Lillard do go somewhere, I definitely probably don't think it'll be the Lakers. He's like, I ain't selling out. For some reason, he looks at that move as a sellout move. A sellout to basketball, I think. And it's just from the outside looking in, but just my opinion. I think he looks like that, looks at that as a sellout move. Like, look, I'll go somewhere. I'll probably come off my, I want to stay and try to bring Portland the championship. But I ain't going to the Lakers. You know what I mean? I don't know. Hey, Damian Lillard, if you hear this, call me up and tell me, man. 515-605-9755. Let us know how you feel. And I got the gall to just literally ask Damian Lillard to call Shakedown Sports Podcast on the AM and talk to me about how you feel about staying in Portland. You know what I mean? That's right. I did it. I don't care. Yeah, well, that's it. It is. There's an inside thing, just talking out loud, but I ain't sharing this part of the books. You know, NBA is interesting. Got tonight. I know people, I don't know how many people really been tuning in, you know what I mean, especially in my circles, you know what I mean, New York Giants. Oh, you know, it's definitely carried the day these past few days, months, and for years, for real, because we fanatics, you know what I mean? I be trying to talk about other shit, but I know what you want to hear. You want to hear about the New York football Giants, you know what I mean? Let me see here, shouts out to Deuce, talking to me on the Twitters early morning already. You know what I mean? We on these airways, baby. What up, Deuce? Yes, sir. Somebody let me know if they hear me. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? It's got all the way out there. Something, you know what I mean? I don't mind. Given the, you know, I don't mind talking. At least let me know if people can hear me, you know what I mean? Let me hear me knocking? Well, let me in. Yeah. Let me know he's standing out here by myself. You know what I mean? Got me out there like this, let me a sample. That's right. Because either way, he's falling. Going on, but you know what I mean? Giving out that number one more time, I'll probably give it out again. But as we move along. 515-605-975 is the number to call. Shakedown Sports Podcast in the AM. Yo ass up. And I guess that everybody's still asleep. They said no. You know what I mean? It's fine too. It's fine too. But they gonna get this Saquon deal done? What's going on with Saquon, man? Hey, yo, I ain't expect this shit to drag out like this, man. Come on. Let that man get his money so he can get in the building. Everybody can feed off each other. You know what I'm saying? Everybody back to it now. Stop playing. These New York football giants to start definitely turning the page and winning on a consistent basis year after year, being in the mix. There was this thing on Twitter where they're ranking the NFC East teams. And we was in the second tier with the Eagles and San Fran being at the top tier. And oh, real quick. So apparently, he and Aaron just took a picture together. And, well, either one of them win a championship again. Saw that somewhere this morning. I thought that was an interesting question. I had no idea. I don't think so. Maybe Aaron, because the Jets are going to be looking cold this year. I don't care what nobody says, the Jets is going to be looking cold this year. You know what I'm saying? They got the saucers. The receivers. They got the defense. It's all the way live over there. You know what I mean? I think coaching the determining factor, and if they stay healthy and if they're offensive line, I think if Mekhi Becton done in New Jersey, call them the Jersey Jets. You know what I mean? Should be called the Jersey Jets. New Jersey, New York Giants. That's the way it should be. They need to play in New Jersey. Y'all need to build a better stadium in New York. You know what I mean? That's the way the universe is supposed to be. If you just call me up and tell me, 555-605-9755, New York Jets should be at Rutherford, and the New York Giants should be in a better, bigger stadium in New York. Because the trash can, it fits the fence. Let me hit you with the... Hold on, I had the quick draw. Oh, that's what happened last time, too. I had the quick draw. It was hilarious. You know what I mean? I was just like, boom, let me hold on. You didn't know if I was going to pull out on you, like, bah, bah, bah. You know what I mean? I had it on lock last time. Just in case I didn't hit. There you go. Shots fired at the Jets. Y'all, it'd be like the Jets fans. Like, what the hell, man? What you doing out with me?
Oh, no.
Somebody tell me just that. The whole practice. Exactly. Stay your ass in New Jersey. And send the Giants to where they need to be. And it all be Copa Step. You know what I mean? Well, let's check in with the going on in training camp. Well, not training, in training camp yet. They're about to be off for a little bit. OTAs. Like, who y'all looking out for, man? Who's the sleeper? Who'd be the dark horse? Talking about these OTAs, McFadden McFadden stock has been growing. You know what I mean? Anybody checking for McFadden? You know what I mean? We got reinforcements. Leonard Williams. What's our experience with Leonard Williams? Yeah. You know what I mean? We just did something about like underrated. So make sure y'all definitely go check out the Shakedown Media Network YouTube channel. Subscribe to the app. You know what I mean? Check us out. Even subscribe here on Blog Talk. Become a subscriber to Blog Talk to tune in to your Shakedown sports materials, content, whatever. But we just did a show yesterday. We've been talking about it, you know, with the brothers, about everybody, really. But Leonard Williams, Big Cat, as they would like or want me to call him, will he emerge out of my thinking from the medium feline perspective and play like the Big Cat and the moniker that he did with the big hair and all this, you know? I'm rooting for him, though, because if Williams, Lawrence, and Tibbs can be anything on a consistent basis of rushing a quarterback like those boys of old, three-headed monster right there. And that's not even mentioning A-Song. One-man army, A-Sean Robinson, you know what I mean? And then we got Nacho, not to be confused with in the box. You know what I mean? But we got a Noches. Let him say Brando's Noches to people as he goodnights people. You know what I mean? Or is that? Nah, that's right. Yeah, Noches is next. That can be all the way a thing. And I didn't even mention Aziz. You know what I mean? Four-headed monster. This thing could absolutely be ridiculous. Large pressure. You know, McFadden, Beavers in the back end. RBO. You know, a lot of discussion about Deion Jones. Does he join the squad? Is that the final piece on the defense? We know what the final piece is on the offense, and that's Saquon. We all know this, you know, but is Deion Jones going to be the missing piece, the final piece to the jigsaw? I want to play a game, not just any kind of game. Like, jigsaw is a horrific, very, you know what I'm saying? You imagine the same sentence, but said by Barry White, I want to play a game, you know, it'd be something different. For women anyway. And then Jigsaw saying it, be like, I want to play a game. It's like, you already know it means and shit. So just a thought. Yeah, so we're getting to, I know I'm all over the place. It don't matter. The difference doesn't make. You listen anyway. And if you're not, okay. Whatever. WWE has definitely always reinvented itself and always kept you watching. Because, well, I don't, can somebody explain to me why the hell did Cody Rhodes start? Well, I know he started it with somebody else. I mean, one of the Khan brothers, somebody from the Khan family, and they decided to start AEW. And of course they were trying to compete with WWE. Of course. You know what I mean? But then why did you, when your thing was gaining steam and really becoming a thing, go back to WWE after they put you in some crazy ass stuff, man? Like, the last memory of you, it was because last memory they have of you is you wearing a star on your face, looking great. You know what I mean? Character was all the way crazy. That got to be a hell of a thing to follow behind. It's like, well, your brother wears makeup, so you got to wear makeup. I'm like, who's that? But anyway, that's what happened. So maybe that's why he went back, because it goes as the American Nightmare. You know what I mean? Which I think is dope, because American Dream just grows with you. You know what I mean? And you could be a son and have that moniker and play that role. You're not even playing. You are his son, so. But I thought it was dope to see, but then it was confusing. I was like, why go back to that place? And you got your own thing. And now you're the thing he was a part of in creating. I don't know, is AEW losing the thing? Is he taking the title in a weird attitude kind of way? Oh yeah, I could talk about it all, man. You know what I mean? Might as well pull it. All kinds of gifted. You know what I mean? I can talk about it all. But I'm interested. You know what I mean? I'll be watching this stuff. You know what I mean? They kicked the old boy in the face and the chin. His brother turned on him. Yeah, OG said somebody came in. I felt like old boy in that Seinfeld episode where ain't nobody come in his restaurant. And then when Jerry Seinfeld came in, he was just like, oh my God, thank you. Yeah, somebody come into my restaurant. OG.
Peace, guys. Peace. What's crashing, baby?
What's going on, bro? Ain't much, man. Just chilling here in the AM talking to the people.
Just chilling, see what y'all chopping on, man. Actually, run it down to the dispensary real quick.
I know, that's right. Pick me up from.
Yeah, that's the best time to move. Traffic just started to die down a little bit. But yeah, man, you know, what's good?
Nothing much, my brother. Shit, it's just me now, and just chopping it up about all things sports, man. I've been all over the place this morning. I'm glad you're here. So whatever's on your mind, bro, you let me know, and we can chop it up. Man, because I was talking about everything.
Yeah,
talking about basketball. Got the draft tonight. I was talking about the Bill trade, about what does that mean? For the Suns, of course, about the Giants. I was talking recently about Williams and Jones. Is he the missing piece? I know a lot of people want to pick up that last free agent, feeling like we need to pick up one more free agent, and Deion Jones seems to be the popular vote. So, you know, just hypothetically asking to the people what they thought.
It would be nice.
You said
we definitely need another pass rusher. Yeah, we need another pass rusher.
I would like that. You know, who's thinking? Who's available?
I mean, exactly. Who can we afford?
That's all. Let's look into the life. Quick to see. The agent pass rusher. Oh, I thought Google put that shit in. Here got Marcus Davenport, Jadeveon Clowney, Charles Omenuhu, Arden King, or Arden Key, Samson Ibakum. Oh man,
we're gonna have to wait for camp cuts, man. It's nobody out there right now. You know, that I really want. That I think
we can afford. I just found him. Yannick Dakwe. That's the guy right there. That's it. That's him.
How much do you think it would take per year? And obviously we'd only be looking at, what, how many years? One, two, what?
Let's see. Birth, he's 28, 6'2", 246. Shit, I signed him to I'd probably do two years. Third as an option. Or 3 year deal.
How old is he? How much per year?
28. He's 28. And what's the market? I won't just throw out a number. I don't know what the market is. Shit, for an inch, for him, I'd probably do 6'2". A year? Is that too low?
Get ask his agent. I don't think we're going to do more than 2 years on him, though.
Yeah. Now, two years, because he's 28. You know what I mean? But if you look into, he's looking to settle out and carry out the rest of the day. What's the expectancy on the edge rusher? What, 31, 32? No. But I think that would probably be the move as far as edge. They also got Frank Clark, Justin Houston, Brandon Graham. But no, he re-signed with the Eagles, never mind. Melvin Ingram's still out there. Kyle Van Noy. He's still out there. Dwayne Smoot. Yeah. Oh, Shaq Lawson still out there? Fowler's still out there? They definitely got some passes out there that's available. They probably wait to see if they got some on all these camps. Things rocking, start rocking and rolling. I hope we do so much better with injuries this year. Field is the difference maker. I'm going to need the field to be the difference maker. OG. I know my brother out here moving, so he probably on mute. You know what I mean? But,
Well, what about another linebacker? Is anybody out there worth going out of our way to scoop up? Because we're a little light there, too.
Well, Deion Jones, if that's where I'm hanging for him. Let me see. Let's see who's this is the joint I was looking for. Sports Track joint. Yeah. Looking for. Let's see, gotta go down to all these people who have not signed. Available. Okay, so got inside linebackers. Oh, we got Miles Jack. I didn't know Miles Jack was out there. So Zach, Deion Jones, Justin Ingram, Miles Jack, Kyle Van Noy. These are just shooting out some names that I know. Tay Crowder. Actually, this might not be. Oh, nah, I ain't going to do that. People are calling in, yelling at me. If I was like, yo, we should get Tay Crowder.
Would y'all be surprised if we brought Jalen back?
I like him.
Because I have a feeling we're going to bring him back.
But didn't we sign Jared Davis? Why is this here? This must be old. I thought we signed Jared Davis. I could have seen him on the roster. Go to the team joint right now. I know for a fact we can get this one right here. Though. Okay. Uh-oh. What up? You hear the noise in the background. Forgive all that. But, so, you know, it is what it is.
What's going on?
What up, J Rock? What's going on? Good morning. Got OG with us as well.
What's going on, man?
What up, man?
What it do, Shit, man, we're just here. Number to call for the people. It's 515-605-9755.
I just got up in here.
Right now, we were just talking about linebackers, available linebackers, and off the discussion of
I'd be interested to know how y'all prioritize your top three positions. Y'all feel like we need a little bit more depth to, if y'all, you know, if y'all care to share.
If you ask me, I'm gonna say, you said top three. I'm gonna say two is on offense, left guard, right guard. We're speaking about that on the. On the show last night. We don't know who's going to be the left guard starter, and we have no depth on, at the right guard.
Yeah, well, the thing is this, depth that we like, but I kind of feel like we got enough bodies that we're probably not going to put, you know, make any additions there. You know, I know we got a lot of question marks, but I feel like there's bodies there, though, you know, on the offensive line. I mean, you know. So, but go ahead, man. I'm sorry. I'm going to
Having bodies there and having a clear-cut starter is two different things. You can throw bodies at any position.
Oh, I agree. But do you really feel like we're going to be bringing more bodies in for the offensive line? Because I don't feel like we're going to at all.
No. I mean, it's a question mark. I mean, like you said, we got the bodies there. It's still a question mark because we haven't seen anybody stand out yet.
Oh, I definitely agree with that, bro. Yeah, I'm just kind of, you know, of the mindset that they're going to just try to see, you know, what shakes out, you know, no pun intended, to see, you know, who rises up. And go with it, whatever the best you got, but go ahead.
I would say the third one would be at linebacker. And I think that's the subject of today's show. Right? So, linebacker, I don't think we got the depth that we need back then.
Well, I would definitely jump in and say I have talked about it all in the last 45 minutes, and I definitely appreciate this conversation as well. Y'all go ahead. My audio messed up right now.
Yeah. Like I was saying, I feel like, you know, obviously linebacker edge, but as well as safety, too. I don't really feel like, you know, we got to, you know, we definitely need another safety. Y'all don't agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I said that on last night's show. That we have, besides McKinley, we don't know who's going to be beside him, and then who's behind them two. So yeah, that's a big question mark right there. I would say every position on the defense then, except for defensive tackle.
Maybe I should rephrase it. What free agents do you think we might bring in? You know, and bring in what three positions in free agency, because I agree with you on the offensive line. I just don't think we're going to bring nobody else in here. You know what I'm saying? Number one, I don't think we're going to spend the money, and we just got so many question marks. They're just going to try to see who rises to the top. But I'm hoping we bring an edge in here, a linebacker, and a safety. That's just where I'm, you know, that's my mindset.
Well, what I was going to say, y'all don't like Jason Tenott and Trenton Thompson? I think we, I mean, I like safety. I like us at safety.
I don't like Penn. He made too many mistakes for me last season.
What?
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that. That's cool. That's, I mean, that ain't got no issues. I like him.
I mean, I would rather see Dane Belton get his opportunity than Penn.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I would, you know, as far as depth, if Dane Belton can definitely be that guy, which I believe he can, you know, next to Kane and McKinney, you know, and they also talking about, and we talked about this yesterday, Javarius Owens is listed as a DB, so, you know what I mean?
And Trey Hawkins.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we're good at safety, OG.
What do you think so, brother? I wanted to know. I just wanted to know what my family's thinking. That's all. Make me feel bad about, you know, my concerns. Shit. I ain't mad at that, bro.
Nah, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
It makes me a little bit less worried, you know. I'll give you that.
Good.
What do you think we need more, linebacker or edge?
I would probably. See, I want to say edge, man, just because of the sacks. But I know linebacker, you know, linebacker is question mark because most of the guys, like my number one guy, I'm hoping that the injury is he's moved, you know, moved on and ready to be out there. Because if that's the case, next to Bobby O, and McFadden taking a step forward, I really like that linebacker forward would be.
Don't buy into the McFadden hype, man. Don't buy into that. I'm telling you, don't buy into that. That's fool's gold.
Buy into what?
McFadden. I don't even know why we're hearing that. Or he looks good and all that stuff, but that just, I'll believe it when I see it.
No doubt.
Let them pass, though.
Because he had an opportunity to step up last year, didn't he? Black Friday. New linebacker was wild.
You know, he's all that in the bag of chips in the classroom, and when the pads ain't on, but watch what happens when the pads get on.
Exactly. And that's, I mean, besides Bobby O, we don't know who's gonna be next to him, and then we don't know who's gonna be behind. I mean, it's all gonna work itself out. I hope during training camp, but we're gonna see.
We did sign Jared Davis.
Who?
You know, Jared Davis or Gerard. He came from...
Yeah, we did sign him. Yeah, they
re-signed him. Yeah, I was... right before you came from... me and OG was talking about linebackers, and they had Gerard Davis still on this available, and I was like, this must be open. I was like, because we got him. I was like, but they didn't have it on the website update yet, I guess. But...
I mean, they waited to the last moment to resign him. I feel like if they really liked him, they would have signed him right away. But they really didn't go after anybody besides Bobby O. They really didn't have. They really didn't go after anybody in the middle, like I thought they would.
Yeah. Me too. But all right, man. Well, look, hey, this has been another fantastic episode of the Shakedown Sports Podcast. Presents in the AM, Wake Your Ass Up. OG, J-Rock coming through. Shout out to the Black 3-1-2. That was your LLP last post. Definitely make sure y'all check out the Shakedown Media Network YouTube channel. Go there, subscribe to the tribe. Leave a comment, like, check out the videos, check out all the shows that we got for you. We'll be back on this platform, Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to the people on Thursday morning. And definitely at 10 o'clock on the East Side, 9 o'clock Central. That's the schedule.
Hey, LRP, before you shut it down, real quick, next week, after the show, next Tuesday, can we all have a conference call, man, and try to get on the same page about November 5th? Just to kind of figure out where we're at, you know, where we think about, you know, staying and all that kind of stuff, man. We need to get a commission. Even if we have to put a party to make sure everybody's straight at 6 o'clock before the dates get here, you know? So.
The freaking loser. Hell yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That works for me.
Just, you know, send a text message out or something. But, yeah, we need to talk next week.
Okay.
So,
yeah. That's what's up. I didn't know you was going. That's what's up.
Hell yeah, I'm still
checking to see what the best option is as far as where to stay. But, you know, obviously we can probably get a group rate if we all, you know, can come to agreement on something. But we definitely, I need to get out ahead of it though, man. I don't want to do this last minute because I'm gonna tell you what I got told Shakes, man. Everybody need to just grab a little throwaway debit card, throw $50 on that joint a week or whatever you're gonna do. So we don't even feel it. Don't look at it for 6-7 months. And by the time you get me, whatever, you know, 5-4 months, whatever, by the time November get here, you just got that car, you just get stupid. You know what I'm saying? You got to worry about nothing. Just act like, you know, so lighten the blow, you know. But, yeah, so but make sure you can live where you want to live when we get out here. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. I'm already locked in, so. Ain't nobody gonna do it.
Yeah, the room is gonna be the biggest thing. Once we figure out where we're gonna stay, you know, the plane tickets, but you know, everybody just need to make sure they can, you know, move around and do what they want to. Like I was just saying, you know, being the OG, I'm gonna tell you how I do it. Look, man, because I don't need to feel that pain either. Last minute, I'm just trying to, you know, get a little card and tell us a little stuff on it every week and act like it don't exist, you know, and then pull that joke out November 5th and act like I ain't got no sense.
No doubt. All right. Well, yeah, so closing statements for the people. So I start with Rock.
Oh, man, I was late. But, yeah, man, good show. I want to spend a couple minutes on that, but good conversation. And check out tomorrow. We'll be back with Shakedown for a podcast at 8 p.m. On the YouTube, man.
Yeah, I was.
That's all I got.
I was talking like a motherfucker. I didn't even know half the time if I was even being heard again. But, hey, I was like, fuck it. It is what it is. OG, what you got, man?
Yo, man, you know what it is, man. First of all, appreciate you having a show, man. You're always holding it down. You know, I'm just waiting to see what they do. But until then, I'm going to stay true blue. That's all I can do, man. But all those, you know, it's time to see if he ain't the one. Because if he ain't, it's deuces to the excuses. You feel me? That's all I got, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all, man. I'll catch y'all in the morning. But that's why I'm closing out right now. Deuces to the excuses. It's time to go.
That's right. No doubt. Shouts out to the people now. Hey, been a pleasure. Hope you enjoyed it. Subscribe to the tribe. Go to the platforms, YouTube. Subscribe. Subscribe to us here on Blog Talk. Definitely subscribe there. That's it, man. Y'all enjoy y'all day. Let's real poet. Shake that sports podcast. We out of here. Peace. Oh, it's still going? Okay, cool. They gave us, it's still, we off. We clear. We're not here anymore. Rock, but appreciate you coming through, man. For shit, I ain't show this thing until I showed up. I was being heard again, man. I texted everybody. I was like, y'all don't do me. Come on.
Yeah, when I came in, I'm like, man, I ain't hear nothing.
You didn't hear anything?
Like, it's still on. No, not for like at least 2 or 3 minutes, and he was like, "Oh, what's up?" But she was kind of shaky. It was kind of going in and out.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was my my audio bad because it was a machine going on in the back, and I didn't know if that was being picked up or not. But I sound fine right now, right?
It's still a little shaky. It's still going out a little bit. In and out.
Oh man.
But you can't, I can hear you.
All right. Well, either way. That was that. I'll get this shit audio sooner or later. Well, let me get my ass on to work. I'm gonna take a shower, get my ass to work, man.
All right, man.
All right, bro.